We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
And welcome into 96.5 The Fan. Man, I am ready.
There you go. A little Red Kingdom ready. After baseball with the Royals. I like that. A little debate on what song to start with. Matt goes, we'll just go with both because Bob and Dusty are talking to each other about nonsense.
Just politics. We talk about everything we can't talk about off the air. That's what helps us grow together.
That's right. Exactly.
We're over here talking about like the election, security.
Taylor Swift spies in the stadium last night or whatever the hell that was going on at the end of the game.
Everything you don't want to hear is what we talk about off the air.
That's
you're
exactly
welcome, Steven
right.
Spector.
Yeah, we talk about our wives and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, too.
How's everybody feeling today?
Is anybody up today? That's what I want to know, right? Because you had to be up, but like people who went to the game last night or who took like a third weekend day last night, are you getting up, Ralph? I haven't heard from Ralph this morning, and I'm interested because I want to know what time they all bolted the stadium last night. It felt like the 2-minute warning everybody got out of there last night and cleared that out. So you got a great win at Arrowhead, a great win at Yankee Stadium. Like, it's a good morning to be in Kansas City. And the best part about yesterday for me, and I tweeted this out this morning, Patrick Mahomes has no touchdown passes and Bobby Witt can't find the broadside of the barn, and both teams win comfortably yesterday.
I mean,
isn't that unbelievable when you think about the team effort that both of these squads put in last night, from the Royals doing their thing in New York and the Chiefs doing their thing here? If you would have said yesterday Patrick Mahomes has no touchdown passes and Bobby Witt is 0 for Yankee Stadium, what happens tonight? I would have said, well, both teams are going to lose their games, right? And both teams ended up winning their games because they got production from everybody up and down that lineup. The randos, I'm going to start calling them right now, are producing for the Royals. And the alumni team is back, beating the New Orleans Saints last night for the Kansas City Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt. Like, that's the Chiefs alumni team going out there and beating that ass.
They knew about it. They knew they had a bye week. And they leaned on their vets, in a big play.
Third and 22 at the 44-yard line of the Saints, leading 10-7. Again, a four-man rush. Quick pass. Kelce at the 40. Coming all the way across the field. Flips it off. It goes to P. Ryan. He's at the 25. He is close to a first down. Kelce, who messes around in practice doing this a lot, he thought he had a touchdown last year. Remember, on a play, he's got 21 yards. The Chiefs have fourth down and one. Kelce came right to left all the way across the field and almost was tackled, and then he shovels it underneath to Samaje Perine on an old hook and ladder.
There it is, man. That was unbelievable play in the game last night.
The little shot for Mitch.
Yeah.
He had a play last year. It didn't matter. Either way, it's like,
Mitch taking all
the shots.
It's
the greatest player of the year last year that didn't count.
It would have changed. I think Sean McDermott's fired if they lose that game because they don't make the playoffs. Oh. They absolutely don't make the playoffs. So that play kind of flipped the script a little bit. A couple of things about that play. Number one for me, I was sitting there watching the game with my wife and son last night. And Alex came over last night. And at third and 22, I said to them, I go, I feel more comfortable like third and 22 than I do, you know, fourth and one, because this team can't seemingly get a yard. And then they pick up the 21 yards on the play. Right. And like this magical formations and things that they're doing right now. The other thing about that play is, can I just get something off my chest for a second here? Every time something cool happens on the field, it doesn't mean you have to ask Andy Reid, like, what the name of that play was, you know, like Lisa Salters, God love her, last night doing that terrible, you know, halftime interview with every coach now.
Yeah.
Andy, is there a name for that play? Like, they want him to say like corn dog or whoopie pie or loaded cheese tots or like whatever it is. Like, they're looking, like, every reporter now is looking to Andy Reid to give them a funny play name that's named after some carnival food, right? Like, I mean, like, not every play is named after a food that you get at the fair. Can't we just give Travis Kelce and P. Ryan credit for like being there and having the instincts to do something really cool like that? Doesn't have to mean it was designed and it's called the funnel cake. Like, that was just a great play by Travis Kelce, and even better by P. Ryan, who's blocking up the field and then comes running down the field and just is in the right place at the right time. That's instinct. That's chemistry. That's wonderful. Doesn't mean it has to have a name, right? Right.
I think there's a few things we found out last night. God, I don't even know how to elite is. But I mean, I think that, you know, Salvador Perez is on TV. He hits a bomb. Right. Patrick Mahomes throws for 330 yards. Everybody said, oh, it's a passing league broke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Here's just a cool, calm, collected
second quarter of the season. Everybody's throwing for, you know, 300 yards.
Yeah.
Now.
Here's a cool 331 that goes under the radar.
Right.
But no, I mean, like, you look at yesterday. And we can break down the Royals game in a second, but we start with these Chiefs, right? We found out yesterday, throughout the day, everything that you needed to know, right? We know that Rashee Rice's season is over.
Yeah, just call it what it is,
yeah,
right?
It's a LCL injury.
Yeah, that's right.
A lateral collateral ligament.
See, I thought you were making up the lateral collateral. Yeah.
No, it's what it's literally called. Lateral collateral ligament.
Lateral collateral.
It's a key stabilizer, so kin stabilizer, of the knee, preventing it from buckling outward. So Rashee Rice, probably done. Right?
You got to be done on that one.
Then you move into the game, and I'll be honest with you.
Why is Jim Bob Cooter the first thing that comes to mind when you say lateral collateral?
Cooter. I don't know. But I mean, maybe I'm like you, or maybe I'm a lot like everybody else. Yesterday, you thought was going to take forever. I remember you were texting us, and you're like, I just got home, and it was like 3:45.
Dude, I saw a guy get hit on a bike at the aftermath.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Like, if I was there a minute earlier, I would have saw the dude get pancaked by the car.
Did you get out?
No, the cops were already there.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was one of those that, like, you know, like, if I was, like, a minute or two earlier, I probably would have seen the accident happen.
Ew.
And, yeah, I don't know if
that's not good.
Yeah, the guy was moving, so that's good news. But
But no, I mean, like yesterday, you know, we're going through the day, like we're doing our show because we're up at the ass crack of dawn before even that.
Right.
And, you know, we're like, man, how are we going to get through the day? How are we going to get through the day? And like you said, you're like, man, this day's flying by. And I'm not kidding, man. Like, as soon as the Royals started, it was like you blinked and Mahomes doing a pregame interview and you're like, oh, this Chiefs game's getting ready to start as well. And I thought that if we go with Chiefs first, which is fine because we spent a lot of time yesterday with the Royals, we'll move right into the Royals after this. But I think if you start with the Chiefs and you look at what yesterday was, man, like, they're so methodically, like, prepped. It's disgusting.
It really is. That's like, Andy Reid. Yeah.
Like, I just was watching that game, and like, even you said, you're like, welcome to getting your ass kicked by a bunch of tight ends.
Yeah.
Or you're getting served a bunch of tight end on a platter. And I'm sitting there watching it. We had a pretty good group of people watching the game outside the house. And I'm thinking to myself, like, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, nobody's involved. And then out of nowhere, here comes number 9, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Right.
And oh, by the way, we're going to use Xavier Worthy as a running back. And that game just let me know that, yes, the Vikings are 5-0. Yes, Houston is 4-1. There is no one on this level that the Kansas City Chiefs are on. The Kansas City Chiefs, not only did they lose their number one wide receiver, not only did they lose their number one running back, they replaced both those guys last night with a guy who's a seasoned vet who goes for 130 and another guy who goes for 120. And then in the midst of all that, their left tackle goes down for a couple plays. And
right.
You think to yourself,
oh boy,
really? Here we go again. And Mahomes throws for a cool, calm, collected 331 yards. Travis Kelce is reborn. And everybody sits back and goes, yeah, they beat the Saints. The same Saints team that a lot of people thought were an NFC favorite.
2-0, everybody was crowning the Saints, right? Mac.
And I'm one of them. I thought the Saints were decent. I thought Derek Carr was playing good. Poor guy got an oblique strain.
Yeah, but in football, the oblique, that guy will be back. Baseball, oblique, forget about it.
5 weeks.
Five months. Yeah.
And I thought the greatest thing about that game last night was the Chiefs solidified. They looked determined. They go into the bye week 5-0. And by God, Ain't nobody touching the AFC right now.
No, no, this thing's over in the AFC. And you know, you look around and it really is Andy Reid is just masterful. And I know I put in the rundown, I want to do an Andy Reid appreciation segment at some point. But, Mike, I'm just going to do an Andy Reid appreciation segment right now. Appreciate the F out of Andy Reid because he's the greatest coach in the NFL that's ever lived. And there really is no debating about that anymore. I know people will say Shula and Belichick and wins and all that kind of stuff. Fantastic. They have the longevity right now over Andy Reid. Nobody's better at their job in the history of this league than Andy Reid. He is just a masterful head coach. And I want to read the exact text I sent to you guys last night because it was like, you know, you've been in the service industry before, right? And waited tables. Hi, welcome in. Tonight's special is whatever it is. And I said,
tight ends.
Hi, welcome to Arrowhead. We're the Chiefs. Tonight's ass kicking will be served with tight ends. I mean, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce. Okay, we don't have the wide receiver group we have.
Don't
so now
it.
We've got these tight ends that we can give you. And you mentioned, you know, Kareem Hunt, 102 yards on the ground, 130 yards through the air for Juju, 70 more for Travis Kelce. Like the two of them combined at senior citizen discount prices, right? 200 yards combined for Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster last night. Throw in another 102 for Kareem Hunt just rushing. So you're talking about 100, 200, 302 yards combined for those three guys. Two weren't here when training camp started, and one, a lot of people have said, Carrington, that the guy is washed. Mm-hmm. And so those three guys last night, an alumni night at Arrowhead, combined for 300 yards in offense. And I didn't even include, I guess he didn't have any receptions out of it. Oh, Kareem Hunt had 15 yards receiving last night as well. So you're looking at like 317 combined yards from Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis Kelce, and Kareem Hunt. Two guys that weren't here at the beginning of the year, and Travis Kelce, who Carrington said is washed. That was your offense last night. That's the Andy Reid appreciation text moment segment, whatever it is that we have to do. Like, I know we're caught up in Patrick Mahomes. I know we're caught up in Bobby Witt Jr. I know we're caught up in we got to get caught up in Andy Reid. I've never seen somebody do their job in a masterclass like Andy Reid is doing, challenging the call the proper way. His first challenge of the season was a brilliant challenge, utilizing the weapons that they have to a T. I mean, it's just amazing to watch Andy Reid coach right now. And as you said, with all of these injuries, with a negative turnover differential, this team is 5-0. Like, imagine if they were clicking on any cylinders, let alone all cylinders. They'd still be 5-0,
no doubt.
But everybody would be talking about how dominating they are, and they're a dominating team right now. To do what they're doing with the personnel that they have is a dominating football team, and Andy Reid is the best head coach that the NFL has ever seen, past or present, flat out, hands down. There is no argument to be made.
Stays in at running back. Smith-Schuster goes in motion behind Mahomes, who's under center. Fakes a handoff to Hunt. Mahomes goes middle. Caught. Smith-Schuster 50. Near side 40. To the 30. Smith-Schuster 25-20. Stiff arms the run defensive back. But Juju Smith-Schuster wide open in the north 40. Goes for 50 yards in the pasture. And the Chiefs right back in the Saints' face.